So you were sent off to school, so by this time it was, what, late 1930s?
Yes.
And you were sent off
to school. I was still at school, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
And then what about when you came home? I mean, did you notice the sort of build-up to the Second World War, the increase in military?
Not really. Ireland didn't follow it politically, you know, the sort of the 1933s to the 36th and the Anschluss and the taking over and all of it didn't sink in. What did sink in was when the World War was declared on the 3rd of September in 39. I remember I was at Linewall, sitting on one of the benches at Linewall, opposite where the tourist office is now, or used to be, in Linewall, which was the Duke of Kent's house, actually, where they had a mutiny in 1802.
And you remember that? You remember sitting there?
I don't remember the Duke of
Kent. No, mutiny, I hope not.
But I remember when the war was declared by Chamberlain on the 3rd of September in 39, I remember that.
Definitely. So you were sitting on this bench, so did somebody tell you, or did you
hear? No, I heard it on the radio and then went and sat down there, you know, all the radios were full on, because that's when the Chamberlain was going to make an announcement, one thing or the other. This was because the Germans invaded Poland and the British gave them a warning that if they didn't pull out, they would be in a state of war and all the rest of it, you know, so everybody was listening to the radio just to see what was going on.
So what happened next in your family?
We were evacuated from Gibraltar like all the civil population was. The civil population, the women and children, were so-called useless mouths by one of the governors. I think it was Little, called them useless mouths. We must get rid of them, and because his law was he was like a god, you know, so what he said went, and they needed the space to accommodate all the military who were coming in, because Gibraltar was a vital point for bunkering and coaling at those times for the British Navy and a few allies that it had. It was on its own. After 1940, when the French packed in, you know.
What I'm trying to get to is what actually happened to you personally, rather than the whole history of Gibraltar.
Yes.
Because I'm interested in your story particularly. You know,
what happened to me?
Yeah.
I had fame at last. They're interested in me.
They are.
Well, we were evacuated under a naval scheme to Rabat in Morocco. And we were in a hotel called Hotel La Reserve, and we lived it up because we were on the beach, and we were enjoying ourselves, but everybody was worried and terrified about the future. And then in May 1940, the French surrendered to the Germans. May 1940, I think it was the 10th of May, I don't know exactly the date. And we were told by the authorities in Morocco to get out of Morocco. They gave us 24 hours in which to do so. So we had to pack up within 24 hours, get on a train, and we all went to Tangier, which was the nearest neutral point in Morocco, and the easiest to get to because there were no ships. Some ships were sent down for the main population of Gibraltar, but it was in terrible condition, and it was another story in itself. As far as we were concerned, we went to Tangier. We stayed there a few days and then came over to Gibraltar and stayed a month or two before we were sent to England under the naval scheme.
So who was there? Was it you and your mother and your brother and sister? Did your father stay?
My brother and sister. My father was in the Navy here, so he couldn't come with us. And a nanny. We had a nanny who was with us. She came into the house when I was 9 months old, and she died when I was 54, so we were 54 years with us. So she came over with us rather than go over with her family and be evacuated with her family.
And what was her name?
Araceli Trevina.
And was she Spanish?
She was Gibraltarian. She was lovely. She was like a second mother to me. 54 years, you know.
So, excuse me, where were her family then? In Gibraltar?
In Gibraltar, they were Gibraltarians.
So where were her children sent?
She wasn't married.
Ah, okay, so she didn't have to worry
about
that.
No, she wasn't married at the time. She married later when she came back to Gibraltar after the war.
So what can you remember about sort of, you know, that time of... Oh, sorry, that's my phone. Of sort of coming back in the boat to Gibraltar. Can you remember that journey?
Well, coming back or
coming back, say.
I didn't come back with an evacuation because I joined the Fleet Air Arm during the war.
But when you went, sorry, it's complicated, isn't it? From Tangier.
From Tangier, came back to Gibraltar by ferry boat, and then we were evacuated in a ship called the Bruyere, which came from Madeira. And a coincidence, Mickey Brufan was a toddler, about 3 or 4 years old, and he was on the same ship as we were. So it was just a coincidence, you know, that Mickey Brufan was with us on the ship, and another family as well. So it was all five of us, four of us, and mother and nanny, and Mickey Brufan and Penelope, his mother. And his father was in the shell in Gibraltar. We stayed here, and another family. I don't remember who they were.
So you were now about
13.
So yeah. you hadn't been sent to school. So you hadn't had you
14
been
14 days in a convoy from Gib to England.
And what was
went to Belfast, and we crossed from Belfast to Liverpool in a ferry. And then from Liverpool down by train to Ilminster in Somerset.
So what can you remember of that journey? It must have been very exciting for a 13-year-old boy.
We were looking out of the window and saying, there's Ilminster and there's Taunton and there's... just not soaking in the war, just enjoying the countryside, you know. And mommy, I'm hungry, mommy, I'm thirsty and all the rest of it, you know. Mother's putting up with all the rest of it, trying to pacify kids, you know, in a train journey that took hours.
Do you think your mother was pretty worried?
She was terrified, poor darling, you know. And then she didn't realise at the time that two of her sons, my elder brother and myself, would join the Navy. I was in the Fleet Air Arm, he was in the Royal Navy. And my dad was in the Navy, so the three of the family were fighting it out. In a, what do you call it, as volunteers, because the Gibraltarians were not conscripted for the war. They were all volunteers, every Gibraltarian who joined the British services at the time, like the Canadians and the South Africans and the Rhodesians and
the Jamaicans
and lots of, what do you call it, lots of people from overseas. They were never conscripted. They were all volunteers, and some Americans even, you know.
Did a lot of Gibraltarians volunteer?
About 100. There's a book on it. They also served, written by a chap called Canessa, who was an engineer. Very interesting book, because it gives the life stories of each individual. And you'll find the names there. We were volunteers. The others were in Mossy, Cardona, and all the Gibraltarian names, you know. There's the sort of... Latin-sounding names.
It is interesting, but I think, and I don't want to sound disrespectful here, but 100 out of the population doesn't sound very much.
But there was the Gibraltar conscription for the Gibraltar regiment.
So a lot of
them... Which was an anti-aircraft regiment. There were hundreds of them in the, what do you call it, all those who were not in a reserve, what they call reserved occupation. Medicines and electricity supplies and water
sort of
supplies.
There
were
really
reserved occupations. They couldn't take these people away. But there was a Gibraltar regiment. It was called the Gibraltar GDF, Gibraltar Defence Force. And there were hundreds of them in the Gibraltar regiment, largely anti-aircraft batteries.
Who joined the gunners, presumably?
They joined, they volunteered, you know, all of them, the masses of them. And the rest, obviously, because Gibraltar's a port, you had to man the launches in the bay and to berth ships and aircraft and when the aircraft was, airfield was built, people had to service different sections of the airport. So the Gibraltarians were in those, they were really in reserve services doing war work.